This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
You certainly can. It is a quarter past four.
Now, this flu season has been particularly nasty as we continue to experience a simultaneous COVID-19 and influenza spike. But in good news, we can now self-test for COVID-19 and the flu at home following the Therapeutic Goods Administration's approval of a new COVID-19 and flu rapid antigen combo test. Now, Paul Dineen is the National Business Development Manager at Touch Biotechnology, the sponsor of the rapid antigen combo test. Paul, welcome to Joy Drive.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Paul, I mean, a lot of us have had a bit of a sniffle or sore throat, all sorts of symptoms going on, and we've never been quite sure whether it's COVID-19 or the flu. And of course, we can do our rapid antigen test for COVID-19. Was that the main driver behind this new test?
It's just the next generation. We know that the symptoms are exactly the same. So, and what this product does, it will take that anxiety away from everybody in Australia. So I was speaking to a pharmacist today, and she goes, "This is bloody great. This is a great product because now patients can test themselves at home. If it comes up negative with COVID but positive with the flu, they know that they need to stay home. But what's happening at the moment is people have got the symptoms. They will test negative for COVID and go, great, I don't have to isolate.
Mm.
But then they go back to work and they've still got the cold and flu symptoms. So that's why there's a big increase in influenza.
Paul, how does it work exactly? You know, we're all very used to seeing rapid antigen tests for COVID. Is there kind of like two strips and that?
Like, yes, correct.
Right, okay. And it works the same. Yeah, you get the positive line or the negative line.
That's correct. So think about exactly the same what you've been doing at the moment. So it's a nasal swab and you've got the cassette in front of you and you'll put the three drops into the COVID section. If you get a C, happy days, negative. If you get the T and C, you're positive. But on this cassette, it has two lines. It has one for COVID and one for influenza A and B. And you'll be able to register if you have either or both.
So what difference will this new technology make for the public and, more importantly, the health industry and the health workers?
Yeah, I think it's a good one in regards to reducing that anxiety around being crook, being sick with those symptoms, and also just helping employees in regards to rostering staff.
So can we just get them now at a pharmacy or do we need to see a GP or something beforehand?
It's not available at the moment. We only got approval last week. And we have our first manufacturing in the system at the moment. The first products will land in Australia at the end of the month. And at that stage, they'll be available on our website or across pharmacies.
We're chatting with Paul Dineen, National Business Development Manager at Touch Biotechnology, about a new combined rapid antigen test for COVID-19 and influenza A and B that's just been approved by the TGA. Paul, are they going to be expensive? Do you know how much they're going to cost at the moment?
So at the moment, we're looking at bringing in two products. In each test kit, there would be a two test kit or a five test kit. The average price for a two test kit would be about $27 and for five test kit would be about $59. That's a recommended retail price.
Right. About the same as the COVID test then?
Correct. Mm. Yeah.
Paul, I love it because you're absolutely right. So many people, like I know in the workplace in particular, they come in, they say, "Don't worry, I've done a RAT." And you think, oh, yeah, but you're still sniffling and sneezing all over the place.
Yeah,
and the anxiety just goes through the 100%. Roof. I don't want the flu either.
The anxiety of coughing beside someone, oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gets the heart racing. So now we're going to be able to do the self-test and at home and you'll know those results within 15 minutes.
Fantastic. Paul, thank you so much for chatting to us on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. See ya.
Thank you. That's Paul Dineen, the National Business Development Manager at Touch Biotechnology.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.